In this video, I want to talk about something very important for anyone entering chaplain ministry. Good intentions are not enough. That may sound strong because good intentions do matter. A caring heart matters. Compassion matters. A desire to help matters. A willingness to pray, listen, encourage, and show up in hard moments is a beautiful thing. In many ways, that is where chaplain ministry begins. But it is not where chaplain ministry is meant to stop. Good intentions can start ministry, but they cannot carry ministry by themselves. Why? Because chaplain ministry takes place in real human situations. People are often hurting, confused, grieving, overwhelmed, lonely, spiritually burdened, or emotionally exhausted. Some are in crisis, some are in conflict, some are facing loss. Some need prayer, some need presence, some need encouragement, and some need help that is beyond the chaplain's role. That is why good intentions must grow into wise practice. A person may sincerely want to help everyone, but without clarity, the ministry can become confusing. A chaplain may say yes too quickly. A chaplain may overstep boundaries. A chaplain may take on problems that belong to pastors, counselors, physicians, attorneys, or emergency responders. A chaplain may become so available that the ministry becomes unhealthy for everyone involved. This happens more often than people think. A chaplain may mean well and still create confusion. A chaplain may care deeply and still become disorganized. A chaplain may be spiritually sincere and still lack the structure needed to serve faithfully over time. That is one of the reasons this course exists. Healthy ministry is not only about having a burden, it is also about building a form of service that is clear, accountable, and sustainable. Good intentions without clarity can lead to vagueness. Good intentions without boundaries can lead to overreach. Good intentions without oversight can lead to isolation. Good intentions without structure can lead to burnout. And good intentions without role awareness can lead people to expect things from you that you were never meant to provide. That does not mean the answer is to become cold, rigid, or overly administrative. It means love needs wisdom, care needs form, compassion needs clarity, and ministry needs structure if it is going to become trustworthy. Jesus himself was full of compassion, but he was not chaotic. He knew his mission. He knew when to engage, when to withdraw, when to teach, when to heal, when to confront, and when to entrust people to the Father. That kind of clarity matters in chaplain ministry too. If your ministry is going to become a real, licensed chaplain practice, you need to know some simple things. What is this ministry for? Who are you serving? Where is this ministry rooted? Who blesses it? What support do you offer? What are your boundaries? When do you refer? And what rhythm will keep this ministry healthy? Those are not just management questions. They are ministry questions. They protect the people you serve. They protect your witness. They protect your own soul, body, schedule, and family life. From the organic human's perspective, people are embodied souls. They carry emotional pain, relational complexity, physical exhaustion, family pressures, and spiritual questions. Chaplain ministry must honor the whole person. But to do that well, the chaplain must also serve with limits, wisdom, and healthy structure. So yes, good intentions matter, but they are not enough. A caring heart is a beginning, not a full ministry plan. Calling is precious, but calling still needs form. Compassion is powerful, but compassion works best when it is guided by wisdom, oversight, and clarity. That is why a licensed chaplain practice matters. It takes desire and turns it into defined service. It takes burden and gives it structure. It roots ministry in a local church or soul center, a real setting, a clear purpose, and an accountable pattern of care. If you truly want to help people, that is a good and honorable beginning. Now, the next step is to let that caring heart become a wise ministry practice. That is how good intentions become faithful local chaplain ministry.